proclamation number 4566 dated the February 14th, 1949. Don't fear those who kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. Don't fear those who can physically harm you, but only the one who tries to pull your souls into the abyss. Yet you can even face him with courage if you call me to your side, in which case he will not be able to do anything to you, because then you have a shield that makes you invincible, thus your soul will be protected from all danger. The world, however, will badly oppress you and the authorities will try to destroy you, because they will rise up against anyone loyal to me, since they don't want to acknowledge me as Lord and therefore demand all power and veneration for themselves alone. You will be badly oppressed and can nevertheless face every battle undauntedly and without worry, because I will go into battle with you as your commander-in-chief and fight on your behalf just as you fight on my behalf and for my name. And victory will be yours. Do all you can to attain an ever deeper and steadfast faith, then you will also lose all fear of those who can only kill the body. If you pay more attention to the life of your soul, you will also remain completely unaffected by everything of a worldly nature, enticements and threats. You will only live according to my will, and if the demands of the worldly powers oppose my will, you will recognize them as Satan's emissaries and stop being afraid of them, for your faith will give you the strength to resist them. Then you will no longer dread the world and its advocates, but increasingly more side with me as the one whom you fear and love at the same time. Anyone of weak faith will be anxious and also observe earthly proceedings with worry. I am not constantly present to anyone of weak will. He still pays too much attention to the world. Albeit he does not desire it, he will nevertheless not remain unimpressed. It will still occupy his mind. It will still hold him back from spiritual striving. And he will be afraid and hard-pressed by the earthly powers. I would like to help him dispose of his fear. I would like to call to him, "You will always find a savior in me if only you have complete faith in my love and my power. I can achieve everything, and I want whatever is beneficial for you. Believe this and know that I will always stand by your side when you are threatened by Satan's advocates who want to push you away from me. And once you have become aware of my presence, you will lose all fear and courageously confront the enemy. You will be strong due to your faith in me and will no longer fear your physical death, because you will know that death does not exist for those who believe in me, that therefore your body can be killed but never your soul, but that I will also protect your physical life as long as your hour has not yet come. Amen."